from the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Tonight, we welcome back from North Bay, Ontario, singer, songwriter, and performer Esther Pinnell will be in our spotlight. She's been enjoying the success with the release of her third album, Big Dream, a mix of bluegrass folk, and she'll be performing at the First Peoples Festival, August 11th. Esther Pinnell will be in the house to tell us all about it in 30 minutes. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? Let's start it off with something from Esther. And that new album, here is Long Way Home.
There's a song in my heart, comes from someplace deep and dark. There's a song in my heart, and it takes me the long way home. I took the long way home, I didn't want the day to end. I woke up to a rainbow and went looking for the other end. And I went looking for the other end. There's a song the long way home. I don't want the day to end. I wake up to that rainbow and go looking for the other end. And I go looking for the other end. Long way home. Long way home, my friend. I take the long way. The long way. I take the long way home. Took the long way home. I didn't want the day to end. I woke up to a rainbow, found gold at the other end, and found gold at the other end. There's a song in my soul, makes me happy, makes me whole. There's a song in my soul, taking me the long way home.
Esther Pinnell should be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. That's Long Way Home, off her new album, Big Dreams. All right, down to L.A., here's Sean Dene.
Promises, the tears roll down. Sur le tempo, tant pis si t'aimes pas, moi je les aime trop. Toujours le même combat, avec des mots je débat contre leur politique de merde et leur secret d'état. Les couteaux volent bas, chez moi pour mourir, les oiseaux ne se cachent pas. Non, non, y'a plus d'un peuple qui crie à l'aide. Québec, Canada, sous un régime d'apartheid. Nani Goudin, Kita Sosonan, Ginegyoji Towan, Wani Higan, Misawash Nipaguyan, Taguanayam Yewen, Kichina Kachi Higuan. Tu l'ignores, ça ne veut pas dire que t'es ignorant. À l'école, on t'apprend qu'ils ont découvert un continent. La vérité est parfois dure à entendre, c'est pour ça qu'ils la cachent depuis plus de 150 ans. J'en ai marre des mensonges, marre d'hypocrisie, j'en ai marre des taches de sang sur le drapeau de mon pays. Sous la tutelle gouvernementale, on ne vit pas dans le même monde. Des réserves indiennes, pauvres comme le tiers-monde. On parle de l'Holocauste, du Rwanda, des millions de morts au Congo. En Amérique du Nord, c'est un génocide au compte-gouttes. Nos dirigeants veulent des Indiens inscrits, car ils ont peur des Indiens instruits. Nani Goudin, Kita Sosonan, Ginegyoji Towan, Wani Higan, Misawash Nipaguyan, Taguanayam Yewen, Kichina Kachi Higuan. Au nom des enfants vendus et déracinés, au nom des femmes disparues et assassinées, des femmes ligaturées à leur insu, un génocide bien planifié. Et ça continue. Enfants des Britanniques au sens de la loi, la loi sur les Indiens d'un pays sans foi ni loi. Pour eux, nous ne sommes qu'un sujet, des prisonniers politiques au nom de sa majesté. 69 et leur putain de livre blanc, ou plutôt comment se laver les mains avec le sang des innocents. Ils ont rêvé d'une Amérique blanche, des assassins imprimés sur leurs billets de banque. L'interdiction de parler nos langues, c'est un génocide. Tuer l'Indien à l'intérieur de l'être humain, c'est un génocide. Voler et vendre des enfants, c'est un génocide. Les femmes autochtones disparues et assassinées, c'est un génocide. La Constitution canadienne est un génocide. Nani Goudin, Kita Sosonan, Ginegyoji Towan, Wani Higan, Misawash Nipaguyan, Taguanayam Yewen, Kichina Kachi Higuan. Kali Gudin Kita Sosunan Ginigyo Jituan Wani Higan Misa Wash Nipaguyan Dagwada Yam Yewen Kichi Nakachi Higuan
That's music from Samian, and that's Genocide. Hey, quick mention, you want to ever get a hold of me, you can always email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and I'll email you right back. All right, down to Chile, Ana Tejú.
Desclasificado, soy el último eslabón que miraron de lado. El corazón anclado, desparramado porque nunca seré aceptado. El tipo al límite, el que nadie mide, el que enseñaron que nunca será libre. Educarse para mí no es accesible, por más que el comercial diga que todo es posible. A veces uno y a veces nada, en donde quiero que casilla. Mi cara marcada, perdida la mirada, la vista hacia la ventana. ¿Qué será lo que define ya de mi trama? Toqué todas las puertas, la vida desfilaba en el borde de esta vereda. Me siento silenciado, yo soy el desclasificado. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide.
Subir peldaño toma tiempo, toma algo. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero.
Soy el último peón que cambiaron de lado. El sujeto problema, objeto de dilema. El que no cabe en este esquema. Sigo pateando piedra, el que sueña a su manera. Si me preguntas, soy de cemento y tierra. ¿Cuál es mi clase? ¿Quién dicta las bases? Corrido en el desfase, ya que mi envase no place. Todo me delata, mi pelo, mi facha. ¿Cuál es la justicia cuando siempre se te tacha? Me siento silenciado, yo soy el desclasificado. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Pirámide, 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 pirámide. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Pirámide, 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 pirámide. Esperé y esperé, ya no sé si tal vez en mi limbo quizás fracasé. Esperé y esperé, ya no sé si tal vez en mi limbo quizás fracasé. Esperé y esperé, ya no sé si tal vez.
Take my light, I'm ready to take flight. That was in the plan, damn was damn. My words catch fire, and my connect wires. It requires to inspire to the smallest, to the oldest. Who mold us, ancestors, prayers.
scars upstairs that we heal and repair. No one can compare. They stare and they stare. I'm aware, head up, no glare. I'm in the light, I'm in the fight, I'm in the sight. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what it's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'ma speak and speak to my highest peak. I'ma seek and seek till it becomes a technique. Failure of police, how they treat my niece. No one day you'll be a period piece. How they treat our deceased. No such thing as justice of the peace. Canada lies and lies. S can who's. There is no excuse for hate and abuse. I know it's tough, I know it's rough. We are still here, she is still here, he is still here. This is our time to rise. Time to rise, time to rise, time to rise, time to rise. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what it's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud.
That's JB, the First Lady, OOTG. All right, here's Kuik, The Phaser Is Broken. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. You can always visit us. If you missed part of today's show, on our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Come on over and visit us and leave a comment.
Stupendente, tante, ci faccio in negrito.
Music from Shawit, from Quebec. Hey, right now you can call me or text me at the Indigenous Grown Studios talking text line. That's 936-628-4837. 936-NATIVES. Let me know where you're at, what station you're listening to. You want to request a song? Let's hook it up. All right, Eagle and Hawk, this is Dance. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back, back into time.
Music from Nancy Sanchez from Toluca, Mexico. We're going to take a short break. And when we return, our guest, Esther Pinnell, will be in our spotlight. We will be right back. Oh, yeah.
Indigenous in Music and Arts presents A Call to Artists. We are in search of Indigenous artists who are interested in showcasing their works in our online virtual gallery. Show dates are available now. Visit us at our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and download your application today.
Indigenous in Music is recruiting new members to join our radio tribe. We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and choose your membership level. Come join us on our mission.
Come visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and take the support challenge. You can now choose to become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Thank you for supporting us and our mission. Take the challenge at indigenousinmusic.com.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Come on over, indigenousinmusic.com.
Thank you.
Your phone and tablets are Indigenous and Music ready. iHeartRadio or however you stream, we're there. Plus, the Indigenous and Music Radio Show is available anywhere you hear your podcasts. Indigenous and Music with Larry K is on the go. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry K. Tonight, we welcome back from North Bay, Ontario, singer, songwriter, and performer, Esther Pennell is in our Spotlight interview. She's been enjoying the success with the release of her third album, Big Dream, a mix of bluegrass folk, and she'll be performing at the First Peoples Festival, August 11th. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Esther Pennell. Hi, Esther. How you doing today?
Hey, Larry, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Always doing nice and warm down here in Sarasota, Florida. How's it up there in North Bay?
Pretty good today, actually. It's a nice day. It's supposed to be, t-shirt weather.
Right on. You guys get rainy season up there, too?
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes all year round.
Yeah, we get that every day, right? About 3 o'clock, the rain starts coming in. So it's nice. I like the water.
That's awesome.
Sure. Now, what's the music scene like there up there in North Bay?
It's coming around. I think we're coming out of a down dip, you know. COVID kind of stopped everybody in their tracks with music, and I think we're slowly climbing back out. We've got some festivals going, and I noticed a lot of buskers around town, so everybody's just eager to play for people. Yes. So it's nice to see that.
Yes, I'm happy to hear it. And I'm glad you're back on the show to give us a fresh update on what's happening. So why don't we start with an update? We have a lot of new listeners, so go right ahead, Esther. Give us an update on and an introduction. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm Esther Pennell. I'm a Mi'kmaq and Scottish singer-songwriter, living in North Bay. I don't know what to say. I guess I'm waiting on some grant money, hopefully, fingers crossed, for my new album, which would be really nice. I'm playing in Montreal next month for Présence Autochtone, also known as the First Peoples Festival there. This will be my 7th or 8th year playing there. So sure. I'm always excited to go back to Montreal. It's a beautiful place. They're very welcoming, and they take really good care of their musicians there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old were you when you knew you were going to be getting into music? When did this all start?
Let's see. I was probably, I think I was 38, 39 years old when I bought my banjo. I had a lot of changes and losses happen in a short amount of time. And I was working in construction at the time,
oh, wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah, I was swinging a hammer for a living. Jeez. And I had some stuff I was going through, and swinging the hammer wasn't cutting
right.
I bought a banjo just because it was the only one at the Hawk Sweet. Shop in a sea of guitars. I bought a banjo, and I said, you know what, I'm going to teach myself how to play this thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It'll be 12 years this October.
Wow. And you're doing a good job. Definitely.
Yeah.
Third album.
You're never too old to learn a new trick.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, how's the album Big Dream doing?
It's been doing really well, actually. Last year, it was nominated for Country Album of the Year for the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards.
Right on.
So it was number 5 from across Canada. So that's not too shabby.
Sure.
It's doing pretty good. Still playing on local radio.
Good deal.
And CBC likes to pull that out once in a while and play a couple of tunes for me. And yeah, so fingers crossed I get some grant money so I can work on album number 4, which I have all the songs ready for. They're just sitting and waiting patiently in the studio to be finalized. Yeah.
So how many banjos do you own right now?
Oh, hold on. I've got two five-string banjos. I have my grandmother's tenor banjo. It's a Epiphone Recording A, whatever that means. It's just a really big, heavy banjo, and it sits under my bed because I'm scared to play it. And I have a little tiny banjolele that's about 100 years old that I picked up at an antique shop in town.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Now, and do you play any other instruments?
I play some guitar a little bit. The banjolele, I'm learning ukulele chords, which would seem to be really easy, but I'm really struggling with it, to be honest. And I bought a baritone ukulele, which is kind of cool because it's strung just like a guitar minus the bass string. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like cheater uke.
Right.
But I'm liking it. It's got a fun sound. I might play some of that on the new album, actually, because I like it.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I guess I'm all over, if you Google Esther Pinnell, there's all kinds of ways to contact me. I'm not a very technological person, much to the chagrin of my new label manager. He's always on my tail about being more on the social media, but I do try. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. My music is on all the streaming sites.
Good deal.
And if you're ever in North Bay, just go to the open mic on Tuesday at the Raven and Republic. You'll find me there.
Bam. There we go. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Esther Pinnell. She'll be performing August 11th at the First Peoples Festival. And you can visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com to read all about Esther and hear her music. Esther, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Larry. It's good to be back.
Yes. I'm happy that you're out performing, too. Doing a good job. Keep up the great work.
Too.
We're going to play you a track from Esther's album. Here is Horse to Water.
To the water, but you can't make him drink. You can lead a man to the truth, but you can't make him think. And it's a sad situation when the truth is plain to see. It's a sad, sad realization when the truth tell someone that you love them, you can't make them believe. You can offer them redemption, you can't make them receive. Faced with indecision, a golden opportunity, a chance for revelation, and a chance to disagree. To the water, but you can't make him drink.
music from Esther Pinnell, and that was Horse to Water off her new album, Big Dream. In case you're just tuning in, Esther was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
That's brand new, Bloomsday from Samantha Crane. All right, Thelma Redhawk, Spirit of Creation. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
In spirit. spirit of creation, spirit of defiance, spirit of kindness, spirit dancing, spirit laughing. Sometimes spirit cries, sometimes spirit smiles. Spirit of a man, spirit of a woman, spirit of a child and an elder. Spirit of giving, spirit of receiving, spirit of words, spirit of silence, spirit of heart, spirit of frequencies, spirit of water, land, air, fire, sun, moon, and stars, spirit of sacred presence, spirit of sacred resonance. Spirit fly, spirit swirls, spirit born, spirit rebirth, spirit within, spirit without, spirit in everything, never have a doubt. When you spoke, looked at me, all I saw was lightning, lightning, lightning.
Music from Alikia. I'm Larry Kay. And that's how we do it at Indigenous in Music. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Here we go. We're going to hook it up now with Kelly Frazier. This is Sedna. Music from Nortec Collective, Elmada. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, I'd like to invite you right now over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. There you will find all of our shows archived, along with our same magazine archives. Come on by and leave us a comment. I'd also like to thank my guest, Esther Purnell, for stopping by and giving us an update on her album, Big Dream. Good songs there. Bluegrass Folk. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.